Hello and welcome to the Big Happy Life podcast. I'm Natalie Britt and I'm a coach, trainer and hypnotherapist. I specialise in helping people understand their inner world, why they think, believe and behave the way they do. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about emotions. As you know, if you're a regular listener, this podcast has three main goals. It's all about helping us feel in control, giving us the tools to weather the tough stuff, and helping us be great role models for our kids. And for me, this episode really addresses all three of those goals, or contributes to all three of those goals. Now, it may sound really strange to say your emotions are like an old fridge, but what I mean by that is emotions that we feel repeatedly and that we come to believe are a part of our personality, like anger for somebody who has quite a hot temper, or impatience for somebody who's a real go-getter. These types of emotions can be in place for a really long time. And why I say they can be like an old fridge is because sometimes, for some of us, we have these types of emotional experiences, but we don't want to. So, you know, one of the clients that I'm working with at the moment, she struggles with anger, but the anger is getting in the way of some of the relationships that matter to her. So in her case, the anger is like an old fridge because at some point it served her really, really well, but now it's not working very well. In fact, it's causing problems. And that's when it becomes useful to start thinking about, well, is it time to get a new fridge? Is it time to address what's going on here and start doing the things necessary to put a new emotional pattern in place, just like we would a new fridge? So if you are somebody who experiences emotions in ways that you feel kind of hold you back, maybe have been in place for a long time, but they're not really serving you very well, and you want to figure out how to buy a new fridge, then this episode is for you. So let's dive in. As I said in the intro, for most of us, we believe that our emotions are kind of outpourings of our personality or reactions to the things and people around us. And to some extent, they are, but underneath the personality and underneath the reactions to the things that happen to us are a set of rules. And those rules are learned in very, very early childhood. So when someone says, well, I'm just an anxious person, or I'm just a nervous person, or I'm really hot-tempered, I'm just impatient, those aren't necessarily simply traits the person was born with, genetic markers, if you like. They can have a part that's come from the genetic makeup, but they're far more likely to have developed as part of the person's experience of early life. One of the most brilliant ways I heard this explained was on, I think it was the Feel Better, Live More podcast. I can't remember exactly who the guest was, but the way she described emotions was that they have a utility and we learn how to use them. So the example she gave was, imagine a little kid on the beach and her parents say, okay, it's time to go now. And she has a complete tantrum because she doesn't want to leave. She's playing in the sand and she's having a great time. And so she starts screaming and ranting. And so the parents go, okay, no worries. You know, we'll stay for another 10, 15 minutes. So in that moment, this child learns that anger has utility. It gets stuff done and it gets people to give you what you want. So tick for anger in that moment. If her experiences over time replicate that, there's every possibility that when she wants to influence people or she wants to get her way, she will use anger to make that happen. Now, let's say the same child, same situation, but when she expresses anger, her parents go, you can't behave like that. Look at all these people who are staring at you now. That's disgusting behavior for a little girl. How dare you? You should be ashamed of yourself. If her experiences over time are replicated, the likelihood is she might experience anger but have real, real trouble expressing it, because for her, anger is something to be ashamed of. It draws attention and it makes you look bad and it makes people think you are a terrible person. So you should never ever express anger. So all other things being equal, the likelihood is these two girls grow up into adulthood. We've got one who behaves in angry ways when she's trying to be influential, and that causes her challenges. So her old fridge is, anger used to help me when I was a little kid. As a result of that, I have developed patterns of using anger that no longer serve me. So that's the old fridge. For the other woman, she may be in situations where she is people-pleasing, where she is feeling such high levels of anxiety because she's judging herself, she's censoring herself, she can't speak out even when she's really angry, and she doesn't know why she's experiencing such anxiety. Old fridge. I see this kind of thing in my work all the time, where, for example, a little girl growing up in a family where children should be seen and not heard makes her opinion known, and then her dad says, oh, for goodness sake, no one wants to hear from you. Be quiet. And when she then goes on to start a business, she worries about people not wanting to hear from her, so she doesn't post on social media or do her marketing the way that she needs to because she can't find her voice. And those kinds of things have held her back because the fear that she's experiencing or the anxiety around expressing herself are so severe that she can't do what she needs to do. Again, old fridge. So the emotion that kept her behavior in check when she was little served her really well. But today is not serving her well. And now it's time to buy a new fridge. So how do you go about that? Well, the first thing you need to do is look at the fridge and figure out how it got installed so that you can uninstall it. And often that kind of work is done with a coach or a therapist, someone like myself, or another trained professional. But often you can also get to the heart of these types of issues by keeping a journal and writing down your thoughts and feelings so that you can surface some of the things that perhaps you didn't know about yourself. Reading books that tap into the types of experiences you had and help you think about them can also surface things or explain things in a way that kind of really resonate with you, and you start going, that's me, that's the experience I had. And it can give you a chance then to reflect and make conscious what previously may have been unconscious. The next part is to surface the rules that go with the old fridge, the emotional pattern that's no longer serving you. What are the thoughts and beliefs that hold that particular emotional pattern in place? Once you uncover those, you can begin to challenge and test the belief. Is it true? Can you be 100% sure it's true? Those are questions that come from Byron Katie's The Work, which is a set of four questions. Is it true? Can I be 100% certain it's true? What happens to me if I believe this? And who would I be if I didn't believe it anymore? But you could take it even further if you really wanted to push it and ask yourself, how do I prove the opposite? What is the opposite belief? And can I find proof that the opposite thing is true? And in almost every case, it will be possible to prove the opposite belief with relative ease. Now, once that starts to happen, you, on a conscious level, have got all you need to begin to see, for want of a better way to put this, the faulty mechanisms in the fridge. And then it becomes about making it possible for you to experience something else, having a new fridge. Unfortunately, changing emotional patterns is not as easy as replacing a fridge, because you can just go and buy one and take the old one out, put the new one in. But it is absolutely possible to do. And what it requires is a new unconscious programming to take root. That can happen through repeated behavior. So if you begin to kind of manually override the initial reaction. So usually the way that works is you notice the thought pattern being at play and you choose to go ahead with a new behavior pattern that is different from what you would have done in the past. You may even feel the emotion, feel the sensations in your body, but you choose to override them because you know they are based on false beliefs and false thought processes where your brain's just gotten used to thinking a particular way. It's trying to keep you safe, but effectively it's the old fridge. It's an old pattern. It used to serve you. It's not serving you now. And so you have a goal in your mind. This is how you want to do things. This is what you're going for. You know you're feeling fear, or you know you're feeling anxiety, or you know you're feeling worry, or whatever it is, but you also know that it's coming from a place that exists only in your head. And so you are choosing to move forward as if it's not there. This strategy doesn't work in 100% of cases because emotions are, by their very nature, unconscious for part or all of their way of managing our behavior and experiences. So in a lot of cases, you'll find even when you decide, okay, even if I feel scared, I'm going to do this anyway, sometimes it won't happen that way. Be gentle with yourself. See if you can figure out what was going on. How did your thoughts play out in that situation? What happened? And what does that help you figure out for the next time you're in the same situation and you want to make the new choice? Of course, getting into the unconscious programming can speed all of that up. So things like hypnotherapy or other altered state type of experiences, some people get this through breathing activities, some people get it through psychedelics. I have no experience of psychedelics, so I can't speak to those. But there are lots of different things you can do that connect you more fully with your unconscious mind and allow for speedier reprogramming. And when that happens, often you can find new behavior patterns can take root much more easily than when you're trying to do the whole thing consciously and override an unconscious process. So in this episode, I'm not going to go any further into the sort of how-tos, particularly because different things work for different people. And this is such a complex area that it's not a straightforward do this, get that type of equation. But if this episode has helped you see that you are carrying an old fridge or two around with you and you want to figure out how to get a new fridge, one that will serve you far better, then do reach out. You can reach me, natalie@bighappylife.co.uk. You can comment on the show notes if you would like to. You'll find those at bighappylife.co.uk. And you can also find me on social media. The easiest place is Facebook under my name, Natalie Britt. And you'll find links to all my other social media on my Facebook page as well. I hope this episode has given you food for thought. If you found it helpful, I'd love you to leave a review. That really helps me reach more listeners. And if there's anyone you know who you think would benefit from listening to, please do share the link for this episode with them so it spreads the word and also gives you someone to talk about perhaps the things that were of interest to you in this episode and that may have been for them as well. Because conversation really helps to embed these things and begin to give you a chance to think about them from multiple viewpoints, which is always useful when it comes to emotions. For now though, that's it from me. Thanks for listening.